This morning, the first session, we were sharing on Psalm 23 and the eight covenant names of Jehovah God, and how the Lord wants us to know that He is someone who cares. Amen? But today, for the second session, I pray that the Holy Spirit will help me through. Because the anointing is mainly for worship today and to receive the healing touch of the Lord. But we just need to meditate upon some scripture today so that you will have some scripture burning in your heart when you go. Hallelujah. So we open the Bible to Joshua chapter 1. It says there, be strong, the first chapter in verse 6. Be strong and of good courage, for to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swear to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all which Moses my servant commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. The book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Hallelujah. Three times in that chapter you will find God again and again saying to Joshua, be bold, be strong, be courageous. For I am with you wherever you go. Make sure that the law of the Lord shall not depart from your heart or from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night. Then you will make your way prosperous. Remember, like I always said, Joshua was one of the most busiest persons. He was young. He was a leader. He had to plan out the strategy for the battle, because there were a lot of battles when they entered the promised land. He had to divide the inheritance among the 12 tribes of Israel. He had to listen to their problems. He had to speak to them, guide them, all that. But he had enough and more time to meditate on the word of God. No matter how busy you are, let not the book of the Lord or the word of the Lord never depart from your mouth. He was one of the most busiest person, but he made sure that the word was there. Are you with me? We are the Joshua generation and we want the word with us. Amen.
Amen.
Listen, when you listen to the word, it's one thing. If you'll remember in the book of Revelations, the Lord saying to the seven churches, and the Lord said this, he who has an ear, let him hear. Revelation chapter 2 verse 7, Revelation 2, 13, 17. In all those scriptures you will find, the Lord again and again saying to the seven churches, he who has an ear, let him hear. When you hear the word, the Bible says, he who has an ear. We have 2 ears. But again, the Bible says, he who has an ear. Well, that is not speaking about your natural ears, that's speaking about your spiritual ear. You need to have your spiritual ear open so you can receive the word from God. You have 2 natural ears, but you have only 1 spiritual ear. Do you know that? And we will share about that. I was tempted today to preach on that actually. But then the anointing flow is not for that talk today. The word that I want to highlight is be strong, be bold, and have good courage. One of the things that the devil has stolen away from the body of Christ, from the people of God, is their boldness. One of the things that the devil has stolen away from the body of Christ is their boldness. And instead of boldness, he has placed in their lives timidity, lack of courage, fear, very reluctant and hesitant and scared to do anything. That is the opposite of being bold and courageous. And many a believer's life, what the devil has stolen away from him without him ever realizing, is the boldness and the courage that God wants him to have. For unless you have the boldness and the courage inside of you, you will never be able to move in awe to all that God wants you to have. If you will look into the scriptures, today I want to preach a little bit on be bold and be strong. The Bible says in Proverbs 28 and verse 1, the righteous are as bold as lion. The righteous are as bold as lion. Proverbs 28 and verse 1. The righteousness that God speaks there to his people is the righteousness that you can have in Christ Jesus. It is not a righteousness that you have through your works. For the Bible says no one shall stand before God by his works. But there is a righteousness that comes to you through the blood of the Lamb. Amen. A righteousness that is freely given to you if you will put your trust in the Lord Jesus, surrender your life to him, and look to his precious blood to cleanse you from all the sin and the filth that you are in. And his blood gives you a righteousness. And that righteousness that you receive immediately imparts into your spirit a boldness to approach the very throne of God. Many people, remember, boldness stands in righteousness with Jesus. It starts with the righteousness that you have in the Lord. Have you seen that the minute you are not in Christ, the day you are running away from the Lord, the day you are not doing the will of God, you are scared. There is this timidity. There is no boldness. I mean, you can stand before a congregation. I can never stand before a congregation and say, in the name of Jesus, devil, get out of these people. If I don't have the righteousness of Christ Jesus inside of me. I can never lay my hands on a sick and say, in the name of Jesus, be healed. But the boldness in your life, if you need to have, it starts with being righteous in Christ Jesus through the blood. Are you with me today? Remember, all through the Bible you will find people whom God used. Let it be Daniel, let it be David, let it be anyone in the Bible, Gideon, who they all started, or they were all spoken about. God spoke highly about their boldness and their courage. Those are people in the Old Testament. They had not yet seen the righteousness that was to come through the blood of the Lamb. They saw it in the Spirit, because 1 Peter 1:12 says that. But you and me know it for a fact that Jesus died on the cross for your sins and mine. There is absolutely no doubt about it. And today we are walking in a finished work of the Lord, and your righteousness starts by putting your trust in the Lord. And once you move into that righteousness in the Lord, you are saved from the penalty of sin in your spirit. And it is with your spirit that you can enter into the presence of God. Remember, open with me to Hebrews chapter 10. The 10th chapter, we'll look through a lot of scriptures today. And the 19th verse. Look at someone and say, be bold. Be bold. Be strong. For the Lord thy God is with you. Hebrews 10 and verse 19. Therefore, brethren, having boldness, did you find that word? Having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus. You have an access into the very presence of God, into the very throne room of God, through the blood of the Lamb. Have you seen people sometimes pray? Remember, this is a prayer that is double-minded, a prayer that is lacking in boldness, that is lacking in faith, will never please God. God in his mercy might give you what you ask for, but God is not pleased by that. Are you with me? Some people are always, they do not know. They don't have boldness to come into the presence of God. Have you seen? A call is given to worship the Lord, and the minute the call is given for people to worship God, suddenly they feel guilty about all the sins that they've committed and everything miserable. And the minute the song goes and everybody's praising, they are bound and they do not know how to worship. Nothing. But the minute you know that there is a righteousness that you have through the blood, and you can move into the very presence of God through the blood of the Lamb, hallelujah, you have boldness. You can come and say, Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus. It is said that when Catherine Kuhlman would step into a crusade stadium and she would step onto the stage, she would just come and say, Father. And the presence of the Lord would just come down over the place and people would be healed and the bondages would be broken and the lame would get up and walk and the blind would see and the deaf would hear and the glory of God would just come down. Now today, if you will come and say, Father, they'll give you strepsils. Hallelujah. You need to know. You need to have a boldness inside your spirit of knowing whose you are. Are you with me? Who you are and whose you are. And the boldness to come before the throne of God. The Bible says, do not pray like the pagans pray. They think they'll be heard through because of the number of words that they use. Don't repeat prayers like that. You have boldness as a child to come into the presence of God and say, Father, here I am your child. God will honor that. Are you with me? Remember this. Only once you come into the presence of God with boldness, then you receive from God. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. The first letter of Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 2. Here, scripture says there, but even after we had suffered before and were spitefully treated at Philippi, as you know, we were bold in our God. That's the word that I want to ask you to underline. And even after we had suffered before and were spitefully treated at Philippi they were put in the prison, they were beaten, they were persecuted, but they had a boldness. Are you with me? We need to have a boldness. And the boldness was in God. Are you with me? It was in God. We were bold in our God to speak to you the gospel of God in much conflict. It does not, in other words, boldness does not come to you if you will look to the circumstances that is around you. Paul is saying, there was much conflict all around me. There was much persecution. People were speaking filth about me. They were hitting me, they were beating me, all that. But we were bold in God. What happens when people are saying all kinds of negative things about you? Do you lose your boldness? If that was the case, then I would have kept the Bible long time back and gone and sit home and watched cricket. Your boldness is in Christ. It does not depend upon the circumstances. God plus you is a majority. Amen. Are you with me? Well, the secret is this, God plus you. You remember, the very nature of man is to be selfish. You know, God created the heavens and the earth and all that, and you will find on the 6 days he was creating. The sixth day he created Adam. And the seventh day he said, take rest. And I always thought, why on the sixth day God created Adam? Why not on the first day? Now, Adam could have watched the rest of the things. You know what would have happened? If God had created Adam on the first day, after that, you know what would have happened? He would have said, look what I and the Lord did. Look at those stars. God said, let me make sure that I make everything first. I give it to him and I tell him to sleep on the seventh day. Take rest. Your boldness is in the Lord. Look at someone and say, my boldness is in the Lord. It's not in the circumstance. It's not in the circumstance. Hebrews chapter 4, the 16th verse. the fourth chapter of Hebrews, 16th verse. Let us therefore come out boldly to the throne of grace. Let us therefore come, say boldly, to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Let us come boldly before the throne of grace to receive help, mercy and grace in the time of need. Mercy means you are in a struggle. You have failed God and you need the mercy of God. Grace because you're weak and you're not perfect. Well, when you're weak and when you're not perfect and when you are in need of mercy, how many of you can come before God and say, Lord, here I am. When you will try to run away from him, hide. Lord says, you have boldness in me. The very nature of Jesus is what you need to learn to know. He never cast away anyone who came to him. Are you with me? John 6 and verse 37 says, he never cast away anyone who came to him. But the word of God goes on to say in the 39th verse of the 6th chapter of John, this is the will of the Father that he should save everyone who has come to him. Which means that you have a boldness knowing the very nature of God. So boldness comes by knowing the nature of God, and it comes to be revealed to us through the scripture and through the very person of the Holy Spirit. I mean, he enlightens you on the very nature and the heart of God. He begins to show you forth that he's there just waiting for you to come, to pick you up, put you right back, to heal you, to make you whole, to perfect that which concerns you. Aren't you glad that you serve a Lord like that? Many people have wrong understanding about the very nature and the heart of Jesus. In the time in Egypt, the people were slaves under Pharaoh. They would work, they would strive, they would strain, and still Pharaoh was not pleased. God set them free and God said, I will take you to the land of plenty, not of slavery, but you have left freedom. The very heart of the Lord is that you should have freedom. It's not to tie you down. It's not to keep you chained up. But it is to release you. Do you understand that very word release? Some people think of the Lord and they read the Lord, it's like they're going on a parole. On a weekend they are set free by Christ. They walk about 2 days in that freedom. Then they go back to the jail. That's the mentality most of the people have. Next week I need to come again and set free. Well, that's not the way the Lord is. Are you with me? The Bible says, he whom the Son of God sets free is free indeed. Amen. Approach the throne of grace to receive. I have a beautiful story. Not a story actually. But there's something which was very touching for me personally. Spoken about the King of England, King Richard. He was a man who was very victorious in all the battles that he went out to. He was a conqueror. I mean, he could conquer anything. He was a great man. And he had a servant who was very loyal to him. Every time the servant would see this man walking out in triumph and coming back with the victory. I mean, the victory was always with him. One time, it is something that truly happened, the entire European countries all came together against him. The army that came against him was too huge. And on the first day of the battle, suddenly the king found that he was losing. He was unable to handle the pressure, the battle. The enemy was too hard. So he decided to turn back. And he turned back and he was going back. He told the army, retreat. He was going back. The servant looked at the king. The servant could not understand. The servant again came riding next to him and said unto him, King, don't you know who you are? And that made the king think. At one word, he stopped and he said to the army men, turn around, that we're going to face them again. And he faced them again and got the victory. Well, the question is this. When there is an enemy that comes against you, no matter how formidable the foe might be, do you know who you are? That is exactly when the Holy Spirit of God tells you, don't you know who you are? When you come to know who you are, remember, I always share this. When you were born to die. When you are born again, you are born again to live. When you were born, you might have defeat. But when you're born again, you start off as more than a conqueror. Jesus went up Calvary for your sins. You don't have to go up Calvary. You begin from Calvary. Which means that you begin from a position of victory. Are you with me? On Calvary's cross, the Lord disarmed the principalities and powers of darkness. He destroyed sin. He broke the bondages. He made the devil smell the dust and eat the dust. You begin from victory. You don't have to go again to a place of victory, but you begin from victory. Are you with me? You need to know that your identity is in Christ. Look at someone and say, my identity is in Christ. And so I have boldness. Hallelujah. Let me tell you what this boldness is not. It is not offensive. It's not boasting about yourself. It's not a lot of self-talk. But it's speaking about Jesus. It's not that you're bold in yourself, but you're bold in the Lord. It's not boasting about yourself. It's not selfish or self-talk. It is not offensive and ugly, but rather you find the boldness in Christ. Now, if you need to know what boldness is not, remember in the book of Acts chapter 8, you will find the 9th verse speaking about a man. And he's Simon the sorcerer. Now there was a certain man called Simon who previously practiced sorcery in the city and astonished the people of Samaria, claiming that he was someone great. Now that's not the boldness that God is speaking about. Are you with me? He claimed, to whom they all gave heed, from the least to the greatest, saying, this man is the great power of God. Because he had astonished them with the sorceries. But when Christ Jesus came, through the disciples, the Lord exposed them. Are you with me? And the Lord destroyed those works. Now here's a man who's boasting about himself. Look at me. He's drawing the people unto himself. The very boldness that you have in Christ will never draw people unto yourself, but will draw people unto Jesus. It's not a lot of self-talk. How important I am. Look at me. I am this, I am that. Not that. But rather, hallelujah. You remember, the Lord said, just as I am, so you also should be. Now, how was the Lord? Some people know the Lord was, he's definitely humble and meek of heart. His yoke is very light and easy for you to carry. But remember, John 7 and verse 29 speaks to us about how the Lord is. And 7th chapter of John and 26th verse, pardon me. But look, he speaks boldly. Underline the word boldly. In other words, Jesus had boldness in him. He speaks boldly. And they say nothing to him. Do the rulers know indeed that this is truly the Christ? He speaks boldly. Look at him. He's got boldness. He knows exactly. You know why Jesus had boldness? He knew where he came from and he knew where he was going. You need to have boldness. One is you have to have a foundation that is in righteousness in Jesus Christ. Second is that you need to know who you are in Christ. Third thing is that Jesus knew where he came from and where he was going. Do you know where you come from? And do you know where you are going?
Well, I come from Elamakara, and after this I am going to Maimun.
Well, that's not what I'm speaking about.
Hallelujah.
Do you know from where you come and to where you are going? Well, when you're born again, your citizenship is in heaven. You are just an ambassador here of Christ Jesus. You are a pilgrim here. Abraham was one of the richest people on earth when he lived at those times. But he never settled down to build a home for himself. He moved from tent to tent, just symbolizing that he was a pilgrim. And that his true riches was in God's glory in heaven. Do you know that where you come from and where you're going? When you're born again, you are made a citizen of New Jerusalem. And you await a Savior from there one day to come and take you up. Today you are the body of Christ, but that day when Jesus comes, you shall become His bride. Remember, you need to know today you are the body of Christ. That's very important for this talk. You are the body of Christ today. You become the bride when Jesus comes back in great glory. Why do I say that? Because first God put Adam to sleep, and out of Adam brought out Eve. Bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh, Eve. He was the body. First the body came. Then God brought Eve unto Adam as his bride. The same way today, you are the body of Christ. And one day the Lord will come and he will take you to himself. So just the body is the way the Lord himself was. Are you with me? When it comes to bride and all that, it's very nice and sweet. But when it comes to the body has to be exactly the way Jesus himself was. He was bold. That is why when the early Christians were persecuted, what was the prayer that they prayed? They knew from where they had come because the anointing had come upon them and they knew their home was in heaven. So the prayer that they made is found in Acts chapter 4. The fourth chapter of Acts. Now Lord, look on their threats. And grant to your servants that with all boldness they may speak your word. With all boldness. With all boldness. They may speak your word. Are you bold in speaking about God? About Jesus? About his word? Or are you ashamed? Well, you know why that is important? With all boldness they may speak the word. That word I want to highlight is speak the word. Why the devil is trying to steal away boldness from the body of Christ is because if you're timid, and if you're scared, and if you stay vulnerable, what will happen is, you will never be able to speak the word. Your victory over him, and your victory over everything that he puts across to you, is through the word that you have in your mouth. Did you understand that? How many of you are still with me today? Your boldness has to be in speaking the word. How many of you know that when temptations come, it comes real strong? Opportunities might only come once in a while, but temptations comes again and again. Hallelujah. But it comes real strong. And unless you have divine energy working inside of you and this boldness inside of you, you will never be able to speak the word. You speak the word and that bondage is broken. But if you do not speak the word in boldness, you will find it shows forth the lack of faith. And you will find that immediately you are crumbling before the temptation or the trial that you are in. Are you with me? And many of you sitting here just do not have boldness in their lives. When temptations come, you need to have boldness. I remember I told you once before Smith Wigglesworth traveling in a ship. He saw a man next to him in the bunker lying, a young man who was tormented by the devil. He was sick from head to foot. And Wigglesworth went out and was standing by the side of the ship and praying. And the power and the glory of God came upon him. He came back and said to this young man, Give me the permission and I'll cast the devil out of you.
Amen. Said peace. And in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I command you, devil, get out of him. The devil left him, and this man got up and began to glorify the name of Jesus. The word was active in Wigglesworth. What will you do when you see a man like that? Please go for counseling somewhere else. If possible, fast and pray. Attend 2 more retreats. Then come for the Sunday fellowship and stand. I will tell the pastor to pray for you once in a while.
Well, your victory over every situation. You know why that boldness was there in Wigglesworth's life?
Because he would never keep the word down. He would never keep the word of God down. He would meditate on it day and night. The word would burn through him. The word would be his strength. The word, and the word you meditate upon, that is your strength, and that's what you keep. I told you, Joshua 1, you have the word of God dwelling inside of you. It creates within you a holy boldness. When the devil shows you a scripture, he will put fear into you. Even the devil can quote scripture, but he puts scriptures, he'll bring fear into you. But when the Holy Spirit reveals scriptures, he'll bring in boldness into you. To do the will of God. To stay in the plan of God. Are you with me? Do you have fear? Do you have faith? It all depends on. Remember, they said, boldness that we might speak the word. No matter what the trial is, there is no trial, there is no problem, there is no sickness, no bondage, which the word of God cannot break. It's just that you have not found that scripture. Just that you have not put your faith in scripture. You have not allowed that word to burn your heart. When did that boldness come? Remember this. They knew the scriptures. They said, Lord, give us boldness that we may preach the glory of God, the word of God. The Bible says, when the word is spoken, signs and wonders might take place forth, that they might believe in the name of your holy servant Jesus. And 31 verse says, now when they had prayed, the place where they were assembled together was shaken, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit. And what was the sign of the filling of the Spirit? That they spoke the word of God with all boldness. Did you find that? Did you find that there? They spoke the word with boldness. You remember? Spoke the word. That's important. There is preaching the word and there is speaking the word. Are you with me? Sometimes you're called to preach, and definitely you need to have the boldness. But even because you're not called to preach too, you need to have boldness to speak the word, which is where your victory lies. Lift your hand and say, Lord, fill me with your Holy Spirit. I want to have boldness. Fill me with your boldness to minister your word in Jesus' name. Amen. Ephesians chapter 3, 11 and 12. According to the eternal purpose which he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence through faith in him. Which means, your boldness is in Christ Jesus, I told you that before. And your boldness is released through you by faith. For speaking the word. Now, I was a person who was very timid, scared, shy, all that. You won't think of me right now like that. But I was like that before. Once upon a time. But thank God, hallelujah. When the anointing of God came upon me, everything changed. When the glory of God comes upon you, and when you are in Christ, your boldness comes by releasing that boldness by faith. How many of you understand what I'm saying? Are you with me? Come on, people of God, encourage me to go on. You release your boldness by faith.
Remember this, people, unless you are bold, to claim the promise of God, to stand in the very path of God, to pray with boldness, knowing that the Father whom you serve is a loving Father, He cares for you, Jesus is your great high priest, that He takes care of you. Unless you do that, you will be tormented by the opposite, by fears. Your mind plagued by fears, by suspicions. It is just, suspicions come actually because of insecurity. And it is the small brother of fear, insecurity. And one of those little sisters of insecurity, suspicion, you know. All that comes because of lack of boldness. Are you with me? Many people, maybe you should pray, Lord, make me blessed in the poor in spirit so that I might know that I am a person without boldness. Stand up for the Lord. Stand up for His promises. To walk in His fullness. Every promise of God, every blessing of God, you inherited by faith in Christ Jesus, by releasing your faith, so that you can move into that promises by boldness. James 1 says, let not the double-minded person think he will receive anything good from God, but he shall be tossed to and fro. Many of you are praying and you are not receiving because you are not praying with boldness. It is actually a sin which you should confess out. As a child of God, you don't need to have that. Are you with me? And say, Lord, fill me with that holy boldness. That I can be in Christ. I can stand in the very purpose of God. See, if you have boldness inside of you, working inside of you, you won't go to the things of the world. It is because you are not bold for Christ that every time a temptation comes, every time MTV lose you, or every time that somebody comes and tempts you, you begin to flirt with those things. Why? Because you don't have the boldness to say, not me. You don't get me for that, devil. I belong to Christ. You can't get me to do those things, devil, because I belong to Jesus. Are you with me? How many of you would like to stand strong? How many of you want boldness in your hearts? Lift your hands and start praying in the Holy Ghost right now. Sharadalaba, Hundashatil Kareva. Call on the name of Jesus. Rubal Badara Hembashatya. Hallelujah. Boldness means confidence. In case you do not know what boldness is all about. Boldness means confidence. It means courage. It means fearlessness. And means to dare, daring. So many over the years, the devil has actually blinded the body of Christ by making them to think it is spiritual, to walk in poverty, to walk in fear, and they have disguised it in the term of false humility. Are you with me? And so you will find the body of Christ, instead of standing up for the glory of God, they bow down to everything. Instead of knowing that they can inherit the promise and move in the blessing of God, they'll say, no, not me, please. Somebody else. God can do great things, but somebody else, not me. If not you, who else can God use? You are the body of Christ. If He wants to save the world, you are the city on the hill. Can He use an unbeliever? Many people will never step out for the gospel because they are not bold. Many people will not stand up for Christ because they are not daring. They are falling every time a storm comes. Yeah, and they think it is spiritual to stay low and weak and all that. No. Boldness, courage, confidence, insecurity and all that is not biblical that you should walk in insecurity and fear. It's wrong spirituality. You know, walk in faith, in boldness, in courage. I was listening to a talk by Oral Roberts where he said, one long time back in Texas, when in America, in Texas, where people used to, you know, go about in horses and those guns and all that. You see those cowboy movies? You seen Good, Bad and Ugly? Well, during those times, Once a man and an old man went into a saloon. He was just walking in and he put his horse there. He was coming forward again, and suddenly a lot of youngsters came out. They were drunk. They came out and they asked this old man, can you dance? He said, drunk. I said, no. Then you better start to dance. They began to take the gun and began to shoot at his feet. And he was jumping about and dancing. You know? But all the while he was dancing and jumping about to escape those bullets. He was counting those bullets that they were putting through also. By the time they had finished, he stepped back and took a double barrel gun from his he pressed it against those people. He said, Can you smell like this ox here? Remember this. Oral Roberts said there are times the devil over the years has been making the body of Christ dance to his tune. But now the move of God is such that, hallelujah, there is coming a generation, and I believe it is a Joshua generation, who is not going to dance according to his tune, but we're going to be bold in the word of God and stand up and make the devil dance. How many would like that? Hallelujah. Come on, guys. Amen. Hallelujah. To be bold, to be confident, to be courageous, to be fearless. One is who we are in Christ. Second is what we can do in Christ. And the third is what we have in Christ. You study the scripture, you learn the word just to know these three things. Who you are in Christ. Your identity in Christ. You are not a sinner trying to be saved. Are you with me? Have you seen people pray? Sometimes they pray, poor sinner. No. If you are washed in the blood, you are righteous. The Bible calls you a saint. What you can do in Christ. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ Jesus' strength. All things. The word is all. Not just some things. I can do all things through Christ Jesus. Strengthens what we have in Christ. We'll look to that later. But remember those three things. Remember to be bold. Remember to be strong, for the Lord thy God is with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Meditate upon his word and rest in the promise that he's going to keep you strong. Amen. For he who began the good work within you, he will bring it to completion. Hallelujah. Provide you're willing to believe and stay on the word and speak that promise out with courage. Stand up in the presence of God.